Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3278. So since the AI news experiment didn't go very well, I thought it would be a good time to look back at a trusted media sources thing. We have done this in the past, and it looked like it was in need of some updating. So hey, here we go. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So if you've never been to the website for the podcast, that's sw7x7.com, there is a page on the website called Trusted Media Sources, and it's basically the things that I flagged to say where I'm getting news from and talking about it here on the show. Like, these are the places that I think are the most reliable out there. I've been doing this podcast, obviously, since 2014. I've seen a lot of different websites coming and going. I've seen folks reporting, you know, as I'm doing, like reporting news that they're finding from other sources, but I'm trying to narrow down basically where I can keep an eye on things that I can trust and I can bring you, you know, the new stuff as quickly as possible. And I was also thinking about it recently in terms of like video game stuff, for example. So that Star Wars Outlaws game got announced at an Xbox showcase on a Sunday, and it was a surprise to everyone. Nobody saw it coming, and I mean, especially on a Sunday, for pity's sake. Like, that's not usually when you break news about things. But the official Star Wars channel actually had it out there as well. So yeah, you can't necessarily rely on the people who are partnering with Disney and Lucasfilm on certain things, because usually Lucasfilm and Star Wars is official social channels are going to be putting it out there first. So initially I had Marvel, for example, as one of the primary sources because of the comic situation. And yeah, you know, not so much. Like, Star Wars is usually the one breaking Star Wars related Marvel Comics news. And I was about to put Dark Horse on there, but you know, kind of the same thing. I didn't have IDW on there for some reason. They, of course, were the ones who were publishing the all ages Star Wars comics previously. So basically the primary sources are more or less the same, just removing Marvel from it, which is Disney, because stuff happens on their investor calls, right, that they decide to put out, or their movie release schedules, and then Star Wars with all of their official website and social media channels. And then still, as far as television goes, Good Morning America is the number one place where they're doing anything where they're promoting Star Wars stuff on TV. I mean, you know, if there's a December movie release, then you probably have to tune into Monday Night Football on the second Monday in October to catch a trailer drop. But yeah, Good Morning America is pretty much the only place they're doing TV related news types of announcements. And then Random House Worlds, aka Del Rey, is really the only other place where I think we're getting new announcements about Star Wars storytelling, where Del Rey slash Random House Worlds is actually putting that information out sometimes before Star Wars is actually sharing it. Then there are the magazines that do extended features on anything. Of course, Star Wars Insider would be one of those. But then the ones that are not controlled by Disney or Lucasfilm, those would be basically Entertainment Weekly and Empire Magazine. We've been talking about them a lot recently. And Vanity Fair. And Entertainment Weekly actually has a comparatively new thing called Dagobah Dispatch, which is their own podcast dedicated to Star Wars. And at this moment, that is probably the closest thing to an official podcast that exists for Star Wars. Like, they're getting interviews with so many people from various Star Wars projects on there. So yeah, that's probably the one to watch. Then there are other websites that are getting various interviews or running features from time to time. They're less commonly appearing, and yeah, you know, that sort of thing. I realized that I had to take a couple off of there. Like, Tourism Ireland had been breaking news when they were filming stuff in Ireland for the sequel trilogy, and yeah, they're not really doing any new Star Wars stuff anymore. And also MTV News and Mashable have not really been breaking any kind of Star Wars news or doing a heck of a lot of interviews recently. So yeah, those are off the list. But places like Collider and IO9 and IGN, Nerdist, And Polygon and Looper, which is for voiceover folks, so it definitely lends itself to animation stuff. And then Total Film is also out there as well. They're a magazine that's done some Star Wars features from time to time, but not necessarily as commonly as, say, Empire Entertainment Weekly or Vanity Fair. So, you know, I have them looped in with the Collider IO9 type folks because, yeah, it's just not happening as frequently. And then finally, for rumors and leaks and spoilers and also all the news that's fit to print, there's kind of two categories of that. There's basically the Hollywood trades, which generally speaking have a better track record than not on some things, although the fact that, you know, one of those has been saying that the Rogue Squadron project is dead. Like, it's almost like they had a vendetta against it and definitely haven't been right with all of Kathleen Kennedy's comments about it in recent months. But those trades would be Deadline Hollywood and Variety and The Hollywood Reporter. It's not Deadline Hollywood that was the one that was acting weird about Lucasfilm. It was one of the other two. I honestly can't remember which, and I don't want to directly point fingers too crazily, but yeah, you could probably figure it out if you wanted to. And as far as fan-run websites goes, well, it's still Bespin Bulletin and Star Wars News Net that seem to be the ones generating a lot of leaks and rumors and spoilers and getting access to that sort of thing. And then Fantatrax is the site that is really collecting just about every single possible thing related to Star Wars on God's green earth that you could ever be interested in if you wanted to check it out. And then there's one that I keep seeing referenced from time to time, and then I also keep seeing debunked from time to time, and that's this publication called Production Weekly, which is supposed to be listing when certain movies and TV series are going into production, going into filming. And yeah, they haven't necessarily had it right from time to time, which is kind of odd. It's like positioned as though it's not exactly a Hollywood trade publication per se, but something that is created for Hollywood professionals more, you know, specifically, right? Like, it's an actual sort of, you know, deeper employment publication, if you will. And that's one that I'm holding off on basically for now and just kind of watching to see if it becomes a source that we can actually really trust. And there is one other website I didn't mention earlier about, you know, leaks and spoilers and rumors and whatnot, and that would be Cinelinks as well. And that's actually a new addition to our trusted media sources page. So yeah, if you are looking to, you know, find your own Star Wars media sources, if you're curious about where these stories are developed and who's putting them out there, well, then you can go to any of those at our trusted media sources pages at sw7x7.com, and I'll link it in the blog post for this episode and in the show notes as well. And that is going to do it for our update on our trusted media sources and our podcast episode for today. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.